This is an AMI podcast.
We want you to help us shape the future of AMI.
As someone who is living with vision loss, I love meeting new people from the community and exchanging ideas with them.
The AMI Research Panel. Visit ami.ca/researchpanel for more info.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show Kelly and Company that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. In BC, listen to AMI Audio from your TV. Novus customers, channel 889. And tell us, you guys out there can look on channel 889 as well in Western Canada. Visit ami.ca/schedules for a list of channel locations in your area. I'm Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan. Welcome back to Kelly and Company.
It's so far been a very informative Thursday show. I think we're going to keep that theme going with our friend from the UK, Fern Lulham.
What's on your mind? I'm Fern Lulham from the UK, and whether serious, silly, or somewhere in between, I've got you covered. Let's face it, the most effective therapy is a chat with your bestie.
Fern, how's it going? It's our first segment with you of 2021.
I have missed you. It is. It feels like forever. It's good to be back.
It is. And you know what? The last impression we have of you is of the skit for our holiday show. So
yes.
That's where you left us off.
Why do you say that in a slightly judgmental voice there, Ramya?
Did you hear that, Fernie? The last impression.
That's what you left us with for Christmas. Okay. We're not sure what you're going to bring today.
Here I was about to ask her about New Year's and the settling in, especially out that way. What's happened? What did she do?
No.
Yeah, I want to go back to Christmas. how was the New Year started,
time.
Fern?
New Year, it started off with a bang. You know, there were a few fireworks on the TV. I just, you know, turned on. It wasn't quite the same spectacular that it usually is. But hey, now I'm back with you two and the rest of the crew and all the everyone listening in. I just feel tippity-toppity. Couldn't be better.
Good.
I remember a year ago settling back to watch Fern's TEDx talk.
Oh, yes. Wow. Can you believe I was in a room full of so many people? Do you remember those times? They were good, weren't they?
They seem long, eh? Long ago.
Long time ago. It was just a year ago.
I was going to say it seemed like a year ago, but probably actually 2019 almost type feeling.
Maybe. Yeah, it feels like a lot longer.
For sure. But you're here to kind of keep us informed, as I was saying. We're talking about a UK charity today. It's funding groundbreaking research that I'm sure will be of very good interest to our listeners. Right, Fern?
Yes. So today I want to tell you about a charity called Fight for Sight. And the funds they raise are used by experts in the medical profession to research eye conditions and diseases. Their aim is a world that everyone can see. What a lovely aim.
Wow, what an incredible ambition, too, to have. So tell us a little more.
Well, Fight for Sight was founded by Professor Norman Ashton, going to do a little history lesson here, as long ago as 1953, he discovered that excessive oxygen, which is given to premature babies for breathing problems, can cause blindness. His team's observations led to the careful control of oxygen delivery and saved the sight for many babies. His enthusiasm for this research into sight loss led him to become the founder of Fight for Sight in 1965. What a guy.
That's amazing.
What a guy.
Wow, that is incredible. Yeah.
Well, he sounds exceptional. So tell us how the work done by the charity actually helps with research into sight loss. That was how it all kind of got started.
Yes. So as with virtually all charities, it all started with fundraising for Fight for Sight. And volunteers have found endless ways to do that. So they've run marathons, they've gone skydiving, they've even climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, would you believe? Now, although all of these things do sound amazing, you know, things that I just do on the daily, don't even bat an eyelid, they do also have another way of raising funds that I think is much more my style.
Oh, so we're not going to see you at the top of Kilimanjaro?
Maybe let's put that in the unlikely category for now. You know, might be on the New Year's resolution list. You never know. We'll see how it goes.
So in a year, I'll be able to say, so how was New Year's? Well, you know where I was at the top of.
Well, absolutely. And Pixar, it didn't happen. You know, I will be there, I'm sure. I'll get in the training. I'll start. But you know what? I'm going to start slow. And I'm going to start with this fundraising idea that I really do like the sound of. And this method is one called Cuppa and Cake. And I'm a bit gutted that I didn't call my podcast that, actually, because I think it's an amazing name.
And you know, we do anything with cake.
Yeah, well, you know it. It's absolutely, it's the best thing, isn't it? So I think you both know me well enough now to know and understand fully and appreciate that I'm much more into dining than climbing. And raising money by inviting people around to join me for a cake-a-thon, it's my idea of heaven. I mean, it hasn't happened for a long time, but it would be nice.
No, it hasn't happened for a long time, but it's definitely not the biggest surprise, let's just put it that way, that you've shared with us, Fern. So once the money's been raised, how did the charity decide who gets it? Because that's another hard part.
Well, this is a meaty one, so listen carefully. So applications for funding are invited from UK academic and medical institutions. The majority of funding will be allocated to the charity's four strategic programs, which are as follows. I am going to quiz you later on this, so I hope you're taking notes. Age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, inherited eye diseases, and sight loss linked to other diseases. So it covers a wide spectrum of things. Applications are examined by Fight for Sight for assessment panels of eye specialists, and they make recommendations to the charity's Research, Policy and Innovation Committee based on the scientific excellence and feasibility of the proposed research. So depending on how good it's going to be and how valuable it's going to be, they say yay or nay.
Wow, what a rigorous process, but it sounds necessary so the charity can invest in the best projects to benefit the most people.
Yes, indeed. And that's the aim of the process. And it's certainly led to some very promising results indeed. For example, Fight for Sight provided funding for the treatment of glaucoma by gene editing. And this is a really interesting thing. So this is still in the trial stage at the moment, so it's only in the beginning. But initial results indicate that it may be possible to inject a harmless virus which will switch off the gene which produces the buildup of eye fluid associated with glaucoma. Glaucoma is the second highest cause of sight loss in the UK. So if it's successful, this work could be a real game changer, including for me, as it's an eye condition that I have. So it's going to change my life.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the cool part is, as well as knowing that the glaucoma was being controlled, a single injection rather than having to take eye drops on a daily basis, I'm assuming is what a lot of people have to do, that would be amazing.
Amen to that. Yes, I am one of these people that has to take constant eye drops very regularly, often get slapped on the wrist for not having done so, not keeping up with it. But absolutely, as well as the practicalities of having to remember all of these drops and plop them in your eye every so often. Also, of course, it's just a constant reminder of your condition and it can affect you emotionally. You know, I always talk about the emotional sides of these things and that's important too. So I would absolutely love to never have to take another eye drop again. That would be like winning the lottery for me.
It's interesting, Fern, because we talk about people having right now with COVID, they're just done with it. They're fed up, they're saturated. But yet when you're in a situation where you're having to take drops or any medication all the time, sometimes we can be so insensitive to people and say, well, but you have to do it or you're in trouble. So just do it. Right. Really, you know, but like you say, the mental game of that can get you at any time. And we do have to remember that and be sensitive, but strong and supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you say, it's easy to get sort of desensitized to it when it's something that you just have to do all of the time. And so it's just like, well, that's just what you do, isn't it? And people sort of forget that actually, no, it's still really tedious and monotonous and horrible. You know, it's no fun taking eye drops, is it? Nobody likes taking eye drops.
Oh, just the demand and the time and knowing, oh, I'm in the middle of something. Oh, it's drops time. So to wrap things up, Fern, what are Fight for Sight doing to publicize their work?
Well, one of the things they've done is their 20 Voices for 2020 campaign. And this was where they asked 20 people, especially lovely people, I might add, affected by sight loss to make a short video about their sight loss and how the research might help them. And I'm proud to say that I was asked to be one of those 20 lovely people and be in the final video, Save the Best Till Last, of 2020. I was absolutely thrilled to be able to help and spread the word about the hope the charity brings, and it brings it to so many people throughout their fantastic work that they do.
Well, we're so glad you were part of that group, Fern. We can tell you're happy about it.
I am thrilled.
Okay, so
wow,
how
look
can
at those
people...
smiles, folks. They're awfully bright here. My goodness.
Honestly,
watch, I'm squinting now.
So, how can people find out more about Fight for Sight, and where can we find those videos too?
Of course. Well, I don't blame you for wanting to know, Ramya. The website is www.fightforsight.org.uk, and the 20 Voices can be found by putting Fight for Sight 20 Voices, would you believe it? Wouldn't have guessed it. The title into YouTube search, and all of those videos will be there for you to enjoy.
Nice. Well, thank you. And you know what? I have to say as well, we talked a little bit in depth about the glaucoma situation and what this groundbreaking research can do for people who have glaucoma, but all the other sight conditions that you mentioned as well, congenital and otherwise, I think it's a really nice approach that they have, where they have a spectrum of things that they can help with, take care of, put funding towards, and they're doing it in a way that they're keeping an eye out always, ooh, pun, for the best research, right? The most significant ones, or the further along, or whatever it is, and they can pick different pots to put their money into.
Right.
That's really amazing.
That timing is really everything, ladies. It really is, when you talk about, because everything moves at different paces, and they're going to have to judge it at any time to say, you know, right now, that this is almost a breakthrough, or this is a step that we can support and help take.
Absolutely. And obviously they go through this amazing process to make sure they get the very best of the best when it comes to research. And so hopefully we can all, you know, get new exciting developments in medical science coming our way soon, and help us to get even better vision, so that, you know, we might be able to even give someone the eye. And speaking of giving someone the eye, don't forget, guys, my podcast is out. It was out last week, if you haven't listened to it, Into You.
Episode 3. It's once a month, right?
Once a month, first Thursday of every month. I mean, this one was a good one. It's Digital Dating Dissected.
Yes, I know. It was a good teaser at the end of episode 2 about the next one coming out. So looking forward to catching up.
And
thank you,
in the
Fern.
Artificial eye game, it's all fun and games till we lose an eye.
Yeah, I can always find a connection as well.
Yeah, jeez. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Talk to you soon. Have a good show.
Thank you. Fern Lullum from the UK. She's our bestie over there. She joins us every other week for UK Highlights.
I love it. The podcast keeps her so busy and obviously smiling and beaming. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and we learn more about the services at the Canadian Deafblind Association, British Columbia chapter. Got some of that info that Colin was looking for up next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.